Government led capacity building projects. Government collaborates with local NGOs, community level for community level initiative. They focus on leadership, sustainability, and technology adaptation. Programs empower marginalized groups like women, youth, and promoting inclusivity. Projects often include follow-up support to ensure skill application and business growth. Sector-specific capacity building is focusing like in the areas of agriculture, handicraft, and manufacturing. In agriculture, usually there is a training on education how to. There would be a certain aspect, which traditional aspect which you are using, but then there is the modern aspects of irrigation on how to use it, how to conserve water, how to use a certain seed, how to make sure that a certain seed is being cropped or is being harvested at a particular point of time, which will give you a good, better results, which will help you reduce the wastage. Crop management is also one of the important aspects. So all these things are also some of the practices which has been taken care. Manufacturing craft is also something which we have learned in our previous since. So basically the programs also addresses gaps in supply management and production distribution as well. Now, role of NGOs and development agencies. Now, what do NGOs do? NGOs complement government effort because government will not be able to make sure or make attendance to, so that's why they engage with NGOs or the development agencies. They partners with the joint programs which translate into policy which translate policies into actionable support. NGO act as intermediary. It ensures community specific solutions as well. Capacity building and resource mobilization. NGO provides hands-on training and infrastructure support for rural entrepreneurs. Effort includes creating access to global network and knowledge sharing platforms. It also creates gender equitable environment ecospace as well. Building skills for rural success. Why building skill is important? Training and mentorship equip rural entrepreneurs with essential skills. Focus areas is entrepreneurial education, technical expertise, and market adaptation. Government and NGO collaboration enhances program reach and effectiveness. Initiative emphasizes adaptability to modern markets and technology trends. Capacity building programs promote inclusive, sustainable, and rural ecosystem. Skill entrepreneurs drive economic growth, sustainability, and community empowerment. NGO-led initiatives in rural entrepreneurship. NGO have been very instrumental in transforming the rural communities, as we all know. Some entrepreneurs, some NGOs, I remember, they have actually made the mark so that not only the certain sectors, but the entire village has come to a certain extent, because you need government policies are okay. It is just to help, but you need a lot of people who should come in the mainstream to help the government, to make these schemes reach out to the common people, explain them, train them. There are various aspects helping in sustainable development. It is helping in poverty alleviation. It is also helping empowerment of marginalized group, including women. Collaboration with government and private entities enhances the reach and effectiveness of these programs. Focus areas of NGO-led initiative. There are certain focus areas which has been led by NGOs, like capacity building, market access, sustainable development, and also social empowerment. Impact on financial inclusion. NGOs addresses barriers in formal financing. It promotes microfinance. It equips entrepreneurs with financial literacy. That's very important. You need to know where the money is coming, where the money is going, because basically you may be good at product, you may be good at pricing, you may be good at market competition, you may be good at compliances, But you should also be good at financial literacy, which is the end point. I will give you an example. Okay. Say a person is purchasing a product of say 10,000. He is packaging it. He is making sure that the spices. For example, this process is spices, chilies, red chilies. Now he needs to the person needs to procure red chilies from the local farmers. They need to grind it. They need to package it. They need to make sure that this is available for transportation, and they need to make sure that it has been shipped to the market. It has been sold there. The money has been collected, and then you come home with the profit. So the entire cycle, okay, it may take a week or so, or maybe 4 days. So one day you will procure, you will process, you will package, then you will ship. So usually it takes somewhere around 4 days, and you buy the product of 10,000. So technically he would be thinking that he is earning a money of 10,000 per day. It would be per transaction, but for this transaction it would take 4 days. What does it mean? It means he is earning only 2,500 rupees per day. And I'm not getting into the specific of how much money he is making or what it is, just to give you a perspective. So basically he also needs to understand what kind of time he's giving in this transaction. So he needs to make sure that selling of this product and the packaging and the shipping and the processing, all those things needs to cut down so that he can make the profit not for 4 days or 5 days, but in 2 days. So basically this kind of financial literacy, or maybe he is doing it, but maybe we need to explain him that he needs to manage his finances, because what happens, they may take a loan based on those commitments. He may not know where the, because most of the time what happens, they sell it to thing, and then it comes after 90 days or 1 month or 60 days. So usually they cannot plan their finances. So now you may be thinking that this is very basic, right? But then when you are there in those market, their brain don't work so fast in all aspects, and they are also busy with multiple things, right? So basically it is very important for these kind of NGOs to address these kind of financial literacies also. So while writing it, you may think, okay, this is what kind of financial literacy it is. So but this is one of the aspects. There would be other aspects, like how to explain him to make sure that his credit rating is up to date, he pays his EMIs on time, he is also respecting his timelines to check delivery. If he has written a check to someone, he needs to make sure that check is not bounced. Now, there are n number of things which he needs to make sure that this is also being managed well. Reduce reliance on explosive informal lending. Capacity building to training programs. They need to conduct a hands-on workshop for skill enhancement in agriculture, handicrafts, and small scale industries as well. Focus on leadership development programs. And they also need to offer mentorship programs. Introduce rural entrepreneurship to modern technologies and sustainable practices as well. NGO support for sustainable development. Encourage adoption of renewable energy, eco-friendly products. Promote sustainable agriculture, resource management practices. Support rural entrepreneurs in aligning with global sustainable trends as well. Strengthening market access. NGOs facilitate entry into national and international market. Support branding and packaging aspect, because he may be good at one, but he may cannot be good at all things, right? While the packaging may look very simple, branding and packaging may look very simple, but most of the people, they pick up the product based on those branding aspects, those on those packaging aspects. It should look real. Some product maybe may use a handmade packaging, which actually encourages the people, or which makes them look, okay, this is handmade. So those kind of aspects and ideas should really come into. Most of the products, they fail because of branding and packaging. Not many people know about this. They come in, they re-enter the market with different branding and packaging, and then the same product is being sold in a very good way in the same market. That means product branding and packaging is equally important. Social entrepreneurship through entrepreneur, social empowerment through entrepreneurship, focusing on empowering women and marginalized communities, encouraging the formation of self-help groups and cooperatives, foster leadership skills and community-driven economic model, create opportunities for inclusive and equitable growth, support initiative that improves financial literacy and independence among women, enhance access to vocational trainings to build industry-specific skills and marginalized population. Now, what are the roles of NGOs in rural transformation? I think they have a very critical role to play. NGOs' contribution is significant to fostering rural entrepreneurship and economic resilience. Emphasis on capacity building, market access is very immense, and sustainability creates long-term impact. Collaborative with government agencies is also very crucial. Empowered rural entrepreneurship drive economic development and national growth. It ensures long-term social impact benefits for rural population. There are some aspects of regulatory framework in rural businesses also, which is important. Now, simplification of these regulatory processes also very important. There, it can be done through various online systems. It should reduce bureaucratic details, and it should be very simple. It should be a tax simplified option. Digitization, specific gender specific sector simplification is also very important. Benefits of digitalization in regulatory policies: increase accessibility, it saves cost, it is transparent, it enhances scalability, and it also faster business setup and improved compliance in rural areas. Rural's legal support for rural entrepreneurs is very important. Providing legal aids, advocacy and lobbying is also very important. Capacity building, access to dispute resolution mechanism, community-led legal clinics. Simplified business registration and compliance. See, we will all agree, all these aspects of specifically the entry level should be very simple. It should reduce documentation, it should be online, it should be centralized, and outcome should be faster for the faster registration and higher formalization of rural businesses. Advocacy in rural, which we have already discussed, legal awareness and training programs, easing rural business operations like regulatory simplification, legal support, collaborative efforts. Government programs of rural entrepreneurship. Now, government programs aims at support rural entrepreneurship with financial aid, training and infrastructure. Key focus remains in fostering economic growth, reducing poverty and promoting sustainability. The long-term goal is to empower rural entrepreneurs to contribute to local and national development. Now, components of successful government programs is financial assistance, capacity building, infrastructure development, and regulatory reforms as well. It is sector specific and collaborative framework. Key features of successful schemes is accessibility, inclusivity, and flexibility, sustainability, market linkage, and monitoring. Now what I will do here is I will give you a live example like I have given of Meera. Now why the story of Meera is important here is, the story of Meera is important because it would have been very easy for her to take a job in one of the IT companies in the nearby urban areas, right? But she chose to get into the local, she chose the product, she chose how to deliver those product, how to make it, how to get the credit benefit from the from her community base, how to scale or how to partner with the designers, with the vendors, okay, to set up the small unit. And it was very simple, okay. So other than her, if there is an easy access to finance which supports, there would be a lot of Meeras, okay, who will come out of the system, okay, who, and they will contribute to the society by and large. Capacity building is also which we have discussed, like entrepreneurial education, technical skill development, mentorship programs, which is led by guidance from experienced business leaders and professionals, which is very important in today's world. Vocational training, digital literacy, and community workshop is something which should be prioritized. Infrastructure development for rural businesses. Now, what do you mean by infrastructure development? Improved transportation, reliable utilities, digital connectivity, local marketplace, renewable energy solutions, and warehousing and storage facilities are some of the examples which focuses on rural infrastructure development. Impact of economic growth. There is a certain amount of job creation which happens. It also enhances productivity amongst the larger audience. It ensures higher income level. GDP contribution definitely there. If income rises, there is certain amount of contribution which comes from the local GDP, the rural GDP. It also encourages entrepreneurship. Rather, creating a culture of self-reliance and innovation is something which is very important. And the most important thing is reduction in migration. Poverty alleviation and improved livelihoods. It helps in income generation. It offers food security. Economic inclusion is also very important. Diversified income source. Reduce this dependence on traditional farming, community development, financial dependence. Now, this is one of the favorite topic of mine, sustainability and community empowerment. Promotion and eco-friendly practices, preservation of local culture, community ownership, long-term impact, resource efficiency, collaborative projects. Now, as you all know, when there is an implementation, there is advantages, there are also challenges. Now, what are the challenges of policy implementation? There are bureaucratic delays, lengthy processes, hinders access to programs, corruption. Obviously, when there is a money, when there is an economic, there has to be a corruption, right? So there is a mismanagement of fund, it reduces program effectiveness, and lack of awareness is also very important. Rural entrepreneurship are unaware about available schemes. Because of the education, because of the knowledge, because of the access of information, insufficient local capacity, lack of resources and expertise at the grassroots level, Geographic barriers are also one of the important points. Remote areas difficult to reach with support services, limited market linkages. Rural entrepreneurs struggle to expand market access as well. Improving program implementation. Now, how do we improve the program implementation? Streamline processes, simplified application and faster approvals, enhanced outreach, awareness campaigns targeting rural entrepreneurs, capacity building for officials, training local authorities to manage program is also very important. Digital solution, leveraging technologies to improve program delivery, independent monitoring, inclusive policies which addresses the unique needs of different rural communities. Strategies for scaling successful program is expanding reach, increased funding, partnerships, continuous evaluation, sector specific focus, and incentivizing participation. Collaborative framework for success is public private partnership. This is very important. Why I say public private partnership is important? Because government will have a very limited aspect. They can be a creator of a specific law, but implementation cannot happen with only with a very skewed way of thought. It needs participation from private. When I say private, it could be national, it could be international, but there has to be some private players, okay, getting into the access, which is more important. NGO involvement is also very important. I have also spoken about international cooperation as well. Community-driven initiative, regional alliances, and policy alignment is also one of the important points, some of the important points. Enhancing market access to rural entrepreneurs. Branding and packages are also very important because, as I told you earlier, improving product appeal is very important. The same product in the same market will be sold in a very different aspect if you have packaged and brand your product really well. Distribution network, digital marketplace is also some of the important points. Export promotion, trade fairs, government-backed cooperatives, monitoring and accountability mechanism, independent audits, real-time tracking, feedback loops, transparent reporting, impact assessment, regular reviews are also one of the aspects which is focusing on refining policy based on performance data. Driving rural transformation through government programs. Government programs play a very pivotal role in fostering rural entrepreneurship. Comprehensive strategies to address financial infrastructure and capacity challenges. Successful implementation requires collaboration and continuous improvement. Long-term benefits, focus on sustainability and inclusivity. Future vision is also very important in expanding, refining programs to maximize rural entrepreneurship potential. Future of government support for rural entrepreneurship. Rural areas are key to sustainable economic development and requires targeted government policies. Emerging trends, focusing on sustainability, technology, integration and inclusivity are also very important. Future government programs aim to address evolving challenges faced by rural entrepreneurs. Goals are promote economic growth, sustainability, social equality and rural in rural regions. Focus on digital transformation, environmental responsibility and empowering underrepresented groups. Emerging policy trends in rural entrepreneurship. Sustainability and green entrepreneurship. Agri-tech and innovation, rural digitization, youth and women empowerment, flexibility in policy, community-based development. Sustainability and green entrepreneurship. What is sustainability and green entrepreneurship? It is to promote renewable energies product like solar, wind farms into rural areas. It is about encouraging eco-friendly business practices through grants and tax breaks. It is about supporting sustainable farming techniques to enhance productivity and resource conservation. Digital transformation in rural entrepreneurship. Building digital infrastructure to connect rural areas. Expand training in digital literacy. Promoting e-commerce platforms for selling products to a wider market. Develop online application system for accessing government schemes and grants. Enhance financial inclusion through mobile banking and online system. Encourage innovation through access to tools like AI and blockchain. Youth and empowerment, women empowerment support. This is also one of the important points which provide financial assistance. It develops mentorship programs to guide women and youth in starting a businesses. Offers skill development course for leadership, digital marketing and financial planning. Create support network for women entrepreneurs to exchange ideas and resources. Incentivize community-driven initiatives to ensure inclusivity. Ensure equitable access to resource and opportunities for underserved groups. Integration of technology in policy implementation. Now, what do you mean by integration of technology in policy implementation? We have digital platforms to simplify, to access grants, take loans, take training programs. We also have AI and data analytics to monitor programs which impact and identifies areas of for improvement. Blockchain for transparency. Now, blockchain is a very very in word, right? Okay, we all know about cryptos, we all know about bitcoins. So helping the larger rural people or the larger rural population, which ensures accountability in allocation of resources through the blockchain technology, which we can use for transparency as well, which we are using, which is a very state-of-the-art technology which is being used by bitcoins and other aspects. We can also use it in integration of policies implementation as well. There are certain e-learning platforms which provides remote access or which provides remote training for businesses to adapt new business and skill adaptation. Some mobile solution which can be expanded to access financial services for rural entrepreneurship. Technology-based collaboration. Foster partnership through virtual networks. Capacity building through digital tools. Online courses on financial management, marketing, product, webinars, tutorials tailored to rural entrepreneurs' need. Accessible training materials in local languages and formats. Platform for peer learning, mentorship. Platform with tech companies for affordable software solution. Integration of technology and traditional skills to modernize operation. Future vision is to empower rural entrepreneurs. Focus on sustainability to align with global environmental goals. It is very important to educate the rural entrepreneurs about the global environment goals and about where India stands in terms of our global environment goals as well. Harness technology to streamline programs, program delivery and expand reach. Empower women and youth for inclusive and resilient rural economies. Build infrastructure to enable access to market and global opportunities. Foster innovation through policies that encourages risk-taking and creativity. Promote long-term economic self-sufficiency and rural development. But then, this chapter is very important because there has been a very prime focus of government all over the world in focusing on their rural market, in developing the rural entrepreneurs. It's not important. It's not just one word, rural entrepreneur. It is a feeling altogether because it is the community which you are developing. It is the new provide the new aspirants in the rural market to stop asking for job and to start creating something really new. Thank you so much and see you in next chapter.